Mr. Tsvangirai, who was accompanied by his party secretary general Douglas Monzora and organizing secretary Abednego Bebe, among other top officials, visited three residential areas, namely Solani, Overspill and Pentagon, where he spoke with Epworth residents. One of the residents, Lillian Maphosa, told the opposition leader that the major problem faced by many inhabitants of Epworth is the shortage of decent accommodation and lack of jobs for the youth.
Pekugara chaipo dambudziko ririmo nerekuti dzimba chaidzo vamwe vakango vakadzimba zvezvidhina dzimwe dzakatodona.
Most people do not have roofs over their heads after government demolished some houses last year. We have families that are living in the open, and the shacks that some of the affected people had erected are now being destroyed by the rains that keep pounding.
For its part, government is urging all its citizens to erect their houses at designated stands, while its crackdown on illegal structures was stopped by the High Court last year, which ordered authorities to provide alternative accommodation before destroying people's homes. Another Epworth resident, Shelton Java, said many inhabitants risk losing their lives because of poor sanitation facilities.
People are living in the Jacha stream, are in trouble of diarrhea. We are now afraid of cholera, in terms of the rain is now falling and it's now too much of rain.
Meanwhile, Mr. Tsvangirai says what is urgently needed to address problems faced by the Epworth community is for authorities to decide on the jurisdiction of the local board.
What has happened and what has been confirmed is that people taking the law into their own hands to settle themselves. It actually illustrates the extent of housing shortage. So you can't say munareka bakake omtichivam and on. What you can do as a government and as a responsible authority is to provide facilities.
He said his party would also source funds to drill boreholes in Epworth in order to ensure that local residents have access to clean water. The former prime minister said the problems faced by the Epworth residents, like all other Zimbabweans, were being caused by what he described as a caught, clueless government that has turned the country into a vending economy where more than 85% of the people are unemployed.
I mean, which country have you seen which actually survives on vending? I'm saying vending is ancillary and auxiliary to the main economy, and the main economy is driven by industry, by mining, by investment.
He also renewed his call for his supporters to refrain from violence, even in the face of provocation, in order to promote peace and stability in the country. Reporting for Studio 7 from Epworth, this is Thomas Chiripasi. Thank you.